Hi, this is Ruth McCauley returning with the second half hour of news from the Decatur area for Thursday, September 24th. As always, we will begin with some of the funeral notices that appear in the Decatur Herald and Review. Roy C. Barker, 56, Mattoon, formerly of Sullivan, Columbia employee, died on Tuesday, September 22nd. Services will be held Saturday at 1 p.m. at McMullen Young Funeral Home in Sullivan, with visitation 2 hours before that service. Burial will take place at a later date. Memorials may be made to the Sarah Bush Lincoln Cancer Center. Richard David Camfield, 49, of Decatur, passed away at 10:45 a.m. September 21st at St. Mary's Hospital in Decatur. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, September 25th, that's tomorrow, at the Argenta United Methodist Church, with the pastor Lyle Artman officiating. Burial will follow in Friends Creek Cemetery in Argenta. Visitation will be this evening, Thursday, September 24th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the church. Memorials may be directed to an education fund for his children. Calvert Funeral Home in Argenta is in charge of the arrangements. Catherine Putt Crackle, 88, former resident of Charleston and Clay City, Illinois, passed away on Friday, September 18th, in Grass Valley, California. Memorial gifts may be made to the Village Christian Church, P.O. Box 766, Manuka, Illinois, 60447. Donald E. Eddings, 73, of Decatur, passed away at 12:30 p.m. on Tuesday, September 22nd, at Decatur Memorial Hospital. A memorial service to celebrate Don's life will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, September 26th, at Calvary Southern Baptist Church, 1833 South Country Club Road in Decatur, with the pastor Mitch Flesh officiating. Dawson and Wyckoff North Chapel is assisting the family with arrangements. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be directed to the Wounded Warrior Project. Jacqueline Jackie Marie Gordon, 56, of Decatur, formerly of Shelbyville, died at 5:26 p.m. on Thursday, September 17th, at Decatur Memorial Hospital. A memorial service will be held today, Thursday, September 24th, at 4 p.m. in Howanyaki Funeral Home in Shelbyville, with Father Don Walford officiating. Visitation will be 2 hours before that service. Memorials may be given to the American Cancer Society. Roy Milton Joe Ingram departed this life on Wednesday, September 16th, at his residence. Services celebrating his life will be held at noon Friday, that's tomorrow, September 25th, at Main Street Church of the Living God. Visitation will be 1 hour before that service. Walker Funeral Service is in charge of the arrangements. Carter William Jackson, 7 weeks old, went to be with Jesus on Tuesday, September 22nd, in his residence. A service to celebrate Carter's life will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, September 26th, at Dawson and Wyckoff Funeral Home in Mount Zion. The family will receive friends for a time of visitation from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday. Carter will be laid to rest in Point Pleasant Cemetery, Long Creek. Memorial donations may be directed to St. John's Women and Children's Center in Springfield. Iris Louise Leskowski, 78, of Decatur, passed away at 3:25 a.m. on Tuesday, September 22nd, in her home. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, September 25th, at Prairie Avenue Christian Church in Decatur, with visitation 1 hour prior to the service. Burial will be in Macon County Memorial Park in Harristown, Illinois. Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes Decatur are assisting the family with the arrangements. Memorial donations may be made to the Prairie Avenue Christian Church. Len Merchant, Jr., 94, of Decatur, formerly of Big Rock, Illinois, and Forsyth, Missouri, died at noon on Tuesday, September 22nd, at Heartland Care Center in Decatur. A memorial service to celebrate Lynn's life will be held at a later date at Welsh Cemetery, Big Rock, Illinois. Tanzius Logan Funeral Service and Care is assisting the family with arrangements. Milo Frank Oldham, 57, of Decatur, departed this life on Tuesday, September 15th, at Decatur Memorial Hospital. Services celebrating his life will be held on Saturday, September 26th at noon at Love Fellowship Christian Center, with visitation 1 hour before that service. Walker Funeral Service is in charge of the arrangements. Mary E. Robertson, 97, of Shelbyville, formerly of Leroy, died on Tuesday, September 22nd. A graveside service will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, that's tomorrow, at Oak Grove Cemetery in Leroy. Arrangements are being handled by Lockhart Green Funeral Home in Shelbyville. Memorial donations may be made to the Shelby Humane Society in Shelbyville. Carolyn Elizabeth Williams, Nee Adams, 90, of Long Creek, Illinois, passed away on Tuesday, September 22nd. Funeral service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 26th, at Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Home in Decatur, with visitation 2 hours prior to the service time at the funeral home. Burial will be in Macon County Memorial Park in Harristown. Memorials may be made to SAI Sigma Alpha Iota. Stephen L. Steve Bickel, or Bickel, B-I-C-K-E-L, 72, of Moequa, died on September 18th in his home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 Saturday, September 26th, at Jacob's Cemetery, Moequa. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. to noon prior to the service time in Seitz, S-E-I-T-Z, Funeral Home in Moequa. Memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Association or to Cancer Care. Richard David Camfield, 49, of Decatur, passed away at 10:45 a.m. September 21st at St. Mary's Hospital in Decatur. Funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, that's tomorrow, September 26th, at the Argenta United Methodist Church, with the pastor Lyle Artman officiating. Burial will follow in Friends Creek Cemetery, Argenta. Visitation will be held this evening, September 24th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the church. Memorials may be directed to an education fund for his children. Calvert Funeral Home in Argenta is in charge of the arrangements. Lassam Demer Curie, Jr., infant son of Shakitha Reed and Lassam Curie, Sr., was placed in the loving arms of Jesus on Saturday, September 19th, in St. John's Hospital in Springfield. A funeral service for Lassam will be at 10 a.m. on Friday, that's tomorrow, September 25th, in Graceland Fairlawn Funeral Home. Burial will be in Garden of Angels, Graceland Cemetery, and will conclude with the flight home ceremony. Beverly Peach Coleman Furness, 60, of Moequa, formerly of Pena, died on Sunday, September 20th. A service will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at the McCracken Dean Funeral Home in Pena. Visitation will occur 1 hour before that service. The body was cremated. Burial will take place at a later date in Price Cemetery, Oconee. I'm unfamiliar with that city. I'm assuming it's Illinois. O-C-O-N-E-E. Memorials may be made in Beverly or Peach's name to an organization of the donor's choice. Rudolph Lettrich Jr., 64, of Decatur, passed away on Saturday, September 19th at St. Mary's Hospital in Decatur. Service to celebrate Rudolph's life will be held. Oops, I'm sorry, it's already occurred earlier today, Thursday, September 4th, 24th, at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Decatur, with the Pastor Ray Offerman officiating. Visitation was held Wednesday evening at Graceland Fairlawn Funeral Home, and just prior to the service earlier today. Interment will be at Graceland Cemetery. Memorials are suggested to the wishes of the family in care of Ann Lettrich. Diana K. Quick, 56, of Newman, died on Monday, September 21st. Memorial service will be scheduled at a later date, but arrangements are being handled by the Joins Funeral Home in Newman. Robert K. Taylor, Sr., 93, of Monticello, formerly of Bement, passed away at 10:30 p.m. on Sunday, September 20th, at Maple Point in Monticello. Visitation was held on Wednesday, and a service was held as well yesterday at the Hines Funeral Home in Bement. And funeral services will be also held that morning at the funeral home. The pastor, Jeremy LaFerry, officiated. Burial was to take place with military honors by the Albert Parker American Legion Post 620 at the Cerro Gordo Township Cemetery in Cerro Gordo. Memorial contributions can be made to the Cerro Gordo Alumni Association Scholarship Fund. We turn now to some opinion pieces that appear in the Decatur Herald and Review. This is the staff editorial. Budgets show value of library deal. The two budgets submitted by the Decatur Public Library Board to the City of Decatur should make council members reconsider thoughts about retaining the library building. The Library Board decided to send two budgets to the City due to uncertainty over the future of the building. The Library Board, the Macon County Board, and the Decatur Public Building Commission had come to an agreement where the library building would be owned by the Public Building Commission. Macon County had agreed to move county offices into an unused part of the library building, thus freeing up the county office building for downtown residential development. Even though former city manager Ryan McCrady had agreed to the deal, current city manager Tim Gleason and the council put the deal on hold, saying it wasn't a good deal for the city. The city and library board representatives have met a couple of times to discuss the issue. One of the oddities of the situation is that the library building is listed on the city's books as an asset, even though the library board holds the deed. Gleason also cited the $750,000 the city still owes on bonds that were sold to support the library. If the library board's assumptions are correct, it's clear why the city should move to let the building commission take the library building over. The city would still have to pay off the $750,000 bonds in either scenario, but the building improvements would not come out the city's or library's funds. Taxpayers wouldn't really save any money since the Public Building Commission is tax supported, but it would allow the Library Board to focus on providing library services and the Public Building Commission to focus on building maintenance. There are other positives to the proposed deal, however. Moving the county offices to unused space in the library would mean a better customer experience for county residents, and it would also put some unused public space to good use. In addition, a residential development at the current county building would return that building to the public tax rolls and would provide another boost to the resurgence of downtown Decatur. The proposed agreement, which hopefully is still possible, is a win for the library, the county, the city, and the taxpayers. If there's a better alternative, it's time for the council to hear about it. I turn now to Paul Osborne's City Beat column for the Tribune. Aldi requests to rezone southeast corner of Ash Avenue and US 51 will be considered October 19th. The Aldi request to rezone the parcels of land at the southeast corner of Ash Avenue and US 51 so they can move forward with the proposed new Aldi grocery store is currently scheduled to be considered at the October 19th Decatur City Council meeting. The meeting will be held at 5:30 p.m. at the Decatur Civic Center. The Decatur Plan Commission gave its approval for the rezoning recently, and approval by the City Council is the final step in clearing the hurdles to move ahead with the project. There has been a lot of negative response from neighbors of the area who have strong feelings against the project at that location due to the increase in traffic congestion. They have appeared before the Plan Commission and City Council to urge a no vote on the rezoning, and they are sure to be present at the meeting to again voice their concerns before the Council takes the final vote. It will probably be standing room only in the Council chamber that night. Other items, City Council has approved Christopher S. Funk to fill the seat left vacant when Julie Moore Wolf was appointed mayor last month following the sudden death of Mayor Mike McElroy. The vote, along with the swearing-in of Funk, took place at Monday evening's City Council meeting. Funk, 35, is currently Senior Vice President and Chief Credit Officer at Hickory Point Bank and Trust and was chosen by the Council from 20 applicants for the position. He was one of four finalists who were interviewed last week. The vote of the Council for Funk was not unanimous. City Council Member Dr. Dana Ray didn't waver in her support of G.E. Livingston to fill the position, contending he was the best qualified. Livingston, who finished second to Mike McElroy in this year's mayoral election, was also one of the four finalists for the position. Councilman Bill Faber did not vote for Funk because he didn't like the process used to reach that decision. He also missed the final closed session where the finalists were interviewed. Although several council replacements have been approved during the past 6 or 7 years using the same process, I don't remember there ever being much, if any, public division on the council over the selections made. Best wishes to Funk and the council as they face some tough votes in the near future. Still reading from the column from Paul Osborne. I'm sorry, just had a blank there. Use the bike path. In addition to sidewalks on West Main Street, there is also a wide concrete bike path where bicyclists and people walking are separated. That keeps bicycles from running into those out for a walk since they are on separate sidewalks. The bike path was also designed to keep bikes from riding in the street and possibly being hit by a car. Well, guess what? The bike riders are not riding on the sidewalk anymore since the bike path was built, but I've seen many of them riding out in the street. Why some bicyclists would choose the street instead of a smooth, safe path to ride defies explanation. Neighborhood Walk. The City of Decatur will hold a neighborhood walk on Thursday, that's today, September 24th, in the Fairlawn neighborhood beginning at 5:30 p.m. The walk will begin in the parking lot of MacArthur High School on Taylor Road. The purpose of the walks is to encourage a better connection between residents and the city, gain input from residents, and to provide and encourage direct interaction. For the past 3 years, the Decatur City Council and city staff have led a series of walks through various neighborhoods in an effort to learn firsthand the needs of individual neighborhoods, identify success stories, and to encourage dialogue with residents. The event will begin with the city staff leading a discussion about the neighborhood and city successes and concerns, available resources, and other requests that have come up as part of the past walks. A brief walk will follow the session. Residents are encouraged to meet at the starting point to participate if the walking route does not include their residence. All walks are scheduled to take place during the week of a city council meeting. This is the third walk to be held this season. The neighborhood walks represent one of a number of city initiatives designed to reinvigorate city neighborhoods. We're going to stick with the Decatur Tribune and pick up some of the various events and meetings occurring in the area. Our first note is HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Fall Retreat Day, Making Right Choices on October 3rd. Every second of every minute of every hour of every day, we constantly have to make choices. This free retreat day is to encourage us to make decisions and choices that are life-giving and positively impact our spiritual growth. The retreat day will be held at the Chiara Center, 4875 Laverna Road in Springfield, Illinois, on Saturday, October 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It will be led by Sister Anna Feary, a hospital sister of the Third Order of St. Francis. She has a master's degree in theology and a certificate in spiritual direction. Sister Anna has directed retreats in Africa, Canada, and the United States. Registration is, whoops, ah, rats. Registration was required by yesterday, September 23rd. Space is limited. Jeepers, you might want to give them a quick call. I'll give you the contact information to see if they have a waiting list or if they have some spaces open. As I said, space is limited. Participants will need to arrange their own transportation. Lunch will be provided. To register, contact Anita Ricker at 217-464-1008. Again, that's 464-1074. Or email her at anita.ricker, Ricker, @ hshs.org. Okay, I hope I'm not off this next one. This next one, Alzheimer's Association's Walk to End Alzheimer's, sponsored by Imboden Creek Health Services and Christian Homes Incorporated, will be held on Saturday, October 3rd at Forsyth Village Park, located at 700 West Weaver Road in Forsyth. Registration will begin at 8:30 a.m. Opening ceremony is scheduled to begin at 9:30 a.m. and the walk at 10 a.m. Start or join a team by calling 217-726-5184 or visiting alz.org/walk. Walk to End Alzheimer's participants will learn about Alzheimer's disease, advocacy opportunities, clinical studies, enrollment, and support programs and services. Participants will also honor those affected by Alzheimer's disease with the Promise Garden ceremony. For additional information, email or call Tina Arnold at tarnold, all one word, at alz.org, 217-801-9352, or Kaylin Risvold, and that's K-R-I-S-V as in Victor, O-L-D, at alz.org, 847-779-6948. Decatur Trail Riders will have a two-day horse show. There will be an exhibition on Saturday, September 26th, that's this Saturday at 3, and an NBHA-approved show at 5 p.m. A For Pleasure show will be held on Sunday, September 27th at 9 a.m. For additional information, call Chuck Lee at 217-201-6996. And it does look like we're out of time today for news from the Decatur area using both the Decatur Tribune and the Decatur Herald and Review for Thursday, September 24th. This has been Ruth McCauley reading today. I've enjoyed it. I hope you have too. I always learn something when I read with y'all. It's been a pleasure, and I hope to be reading with you again next week. That's my plan, at least. Have a good week. The weather's supposed to be gorgeous for the next whole week, actually, through next Wednesday. We'll see what it's like on Thursday when I join with you again. Right now, it's gorgeous out there. Get out and enjoy the day. And until we get together again, I urge y'all to take care.